corn stick or is it fish stick, something like that. Some people call them corn dodgers. Some people.
Yes, I imagine that's about the same thing. Something like a muffin, like the sticks in there. I imagine so.
What about hoe cakes?
Oh yeah, the boy would die seeing me and that hoe cake been there, but I've seen my life. I rose out of my fish and cut him over his hair for the family. He said, one day, but now you're shaving sauce. I said, huh? Well, you cooking your whole cake? That's whole cake or what? He said, flour bread. No, I don't want no corn bread. You like corn bread at all. I said, yeah, you like whole cake? I said, my daddy like it. He said, nah, I do too. So if I get in a hurry, I'll be ready to get my whole cake. I can flap it and flap it. I'm trying to throw this stuff and let it go.
Some people say that there are really only two kinds of bread. There's a homemade bread, and then there's a kind that you buy at the store that's called a, you got homemade bread, and you got
light bread and what?
Just light bread. You ever heard people call that store-bought bread or bought bread?
Mm-hmm.
What about this, these things that you make out of batter, and you fry them in deep fat, and they have a hole right in the middle of them?
Oh, I know.
Are
you talking about donuts?
Have you ever heard of taking some donut batter and just dipping it in the deep fat and cooking it that way?
No, I haven't. I tell you what, I have to be frank with you. I haven't saw the one batch of donuts cooked in my life. And the girl gave me the recipe and I promised her that I was going to cook it. But I've never tried it, but I believe I can.
I haven't had, a homemade donut in ages. Probably haven't had it more than one or two times.
Well, I tell you what, I got a niece can meet him. I think she can be these pieces in the baking mat. She really can. She can make it. Yeah. She made a batch of them when she come here. And she said to me, say, I would say, did you ever make a cinnamon roll cake? I said, I bought some of my store daughter. I said, but she said, I know you can cook any kind of cake you want. I said, but I want you to cook this. I said, no, you're going to have to show me how you cook it. Now tell me how you cook it. I said, then I may try. She said, you want me to bake you one? I said, let me see if I got any cinnamon. So I went in there and I had a box of cinnamon left on it. And she cooked it. And she called me the other day. She said, have you tried that cake? I said, no, I haven't. Since I got by myself, you see, if I cook a whole cake for myself, if the kids ain't out of school will come by here with Jewish children to eat it up, it's just a waste, and I don't do it. But just like I fix them a cake for the funeral or something like that, like for the family when they come from the funeral. But I don't know, I cooked a whole one yesterday, but just me by myself, I hardly ever bake a cake. I cooked a boy, little boy, what I told you was preaching, a tater pie the other day, the last bag of tater I had in the freezer. And he called me when he got ready to go to Florida. He said, what did you put in that pie? I said, same thing I guess you put in yours when you cook it. He said, that's the best pie cut all you ever cook. I said, you say that because you're going to be home, you won't get in nothing until you get back. I used to love to cook, but since after I lost my husband, do you know I about done forgot how to cook? It makes a difference, you can beat it.
That's somebody around here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me, when you make bread, what is that stuff that you put in the bread to make it rise?
Well, if you get straight flour, you put your pinch of soda in baking powder and salt. And if you just got self-rising flour, you put your shortening and your shortening and then go and work it up.
Is there anything else you can put in it to make it rise?
No more baking powder and soda.
What about yeast?
Oh, you use yeast when you're making light bread.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about?
My mother used to make light bread all the time. That's one thing I haven't tried.
What about the two parts of an egg? You got the white and the...
And the yolk.
And what color is it?
The yolk is the white and then the yellow.
What about some different ways of cooking eggs that you